Welcome everybody to episode 4 of Modern Music with Jackson and Nick. And today we have one special guest and one only, and that is Caden Richardson, Caden on SoundCloud. What's up, my guy?
Hello, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
All right. Well, let's get into it. So first we're going to start out talking about Lil Yachty. Now, I haven't heard from this man in a little bit, but he did post something on Instagram saying, like, last Tuesday, oh, Lil Boat 3 is dropping May 29th. Like a new album from Yachty. Like, yeah. I mean, well, what do y'all think about that? Caden, are you a Yachty fan?
I'm not really into that whole side of rap, honestly. Like,
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I like some of his stuff, but I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Right. Nick, I've heard you listen to Yachty on occasions. What do you feel about him?
Yeah, he's all right, man. Like, he definitely fell off, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, I can't wait to listen to it, you know? If he's really dropping it.
I mean, I feel like he got boosted back, like, as far as his career goes. I feel like, you know, he had that song, Broccoli with Drum, that kind of really blew him up. Then he kind of died down. Then Kyle brought him back up with I Spy, and then he kind of died down. Yeah. I don't know.
Juice WRLD.
Maybe this, Juice WRLD, yep.
Yacht Club.
Yeah, Yacht Club.
He has a song with Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never heard it.
It's one of Juice's songs where he kind of goes a little bit harder.
Oh, okay.
And as far as his career goes, where do you guys think his career is going to go from this Lil Boat 3?
Yeah, I think it's at a standstill. Like, he's definitely going to go up a little bit with the album release. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. like everyone does. But I don't think he's the same as 2016 Yachty, 2017 Yachty, you know?
Facts. I feel like, you know, because he has, you know, he's had a couple big songs, so everyone's kind of, I feel like they're overhyping it a little bit than it's going to be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you never, I'm not one to judge, but truly, I'm going to judge this time.
This can be a little bit of controversial, but I feel like Eternal Take was kind of overhyped.
Definitely. But,
hi,
nah, I don't think it was overhyped in the sense, like,
of his fans.
It should have been hyped as much as it was, like, but I don't know. Like, it was a new Uzi album, I feel like.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just didn't deliver what it needed
true.
To be.
That's how
But, I mean, but he waited a long time to, like, speaking of Uzi, like, he waited a long time to drop it, and then everyone kind of, like, oh, new album Uzi, like, and then it just
dropped.
I feel like that's what Yachty's doing. Doesn't drop anything for a while, and everyone's kind of hyped to see what he comes up with.
That's the future of songwriting, in my opinion. I think that, not necessarily in their case, because they're already, like, really big artists, but what I'm trying to do anyways, but, like, I feel like you take years, or for upcoming artists, I guess, like, that haven't released a lot of stuff, you just take, like, years to work on one album and then just release it. Like, this is your art, and then you can just sit on it for, like, a couple more years. And that's, like, the best way to build a fan base, I think.
Right. I totally 100% agree. It's, you know, it's kind of like waiting, and them hyping you up is going to make you want to release that, and it's getting them, like, hyped for
it. Exactly. And I think a lot of, like, artists, like, on SoundCloud and stuff, they don't understand that it's quality over quantity. A lot of my friends, they're like, oh, yeah, we're dropping a song every single week for the rest of the year. But then I have other friends that I'm starting to work with now on, like, professional stuff. Like, I'm getting into, like, real shit now.
Right.
And
right.
They're taking, like, years to work on their albums and stuff, and it's coming out great. And then they're getting on, like, publishing, like, blogs are posting about them. They're getting on, like, editorial playlists and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just so much. It's just waiting, you know. It's just patience. Mm-hmm. Sorry to go off track.
That's why I was just going to bring up, like, that's why I'm glad we have you here, because you're probably one of the most music, like
informed,
one of the wisest people that I know that, like, wise about music.
Thank you.
Like, that's, I was just, I've been hyped to have you on here, and
yeah,
I'm glad it's finally.
Yeah,
happened.
Me too, man.
Yes, sir.
But our next topic, we're going to be talking about Drake. Now, he has been in the past couple episodes, but this one, you know, he was on an Instagram live and he was playing his, like, old unreleased music, and it was a song with him and Future, and, you know, on the track, you know, the duo's rapping about all the women they've been able to land, like, getting because of, like, their celebrity status.
Yeah.
But when Drake came on, he was like, yeah, I'm a hater to society. Kylie Jenner, that's a side piece. And like things like last November, you know, the People magazine, they put out a story. The two of them are hanging out, you know, kind of all over each other. Like they're kind of getting into, you know, a little relationship.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I never heard about that. I heard something about how she like showed up to Big Sean's studio or something. That was all I heard. It was like at 3 a.m. and then she tried making an excuse saying that she was just seeing her friend who was there or something.
Oh, actually, now that you say that part, I do.
And
I
then
actually recall
Big
that.
Sean posted on his story like just a cap emoji, like right after she announced that.
Yeah, I do remember that. But you know, we've been talking about Drake. I've been asking like the new people. I asked Brandon. I asked Isaac. I asked Caden Crowfoot. What is your opinion on Drake and his style of music from back then and now?
I definitely think that music is like people pick the music, and he's obviously like the biggest celebrity or artist like right now, you know. So he definitely has talent. I don't listen to him like really at all, but I think he is very talented, and he's done a lot for, like, I wouldn't find him inspirational to me, but I'm sure he is inspirational to a lot of people.
Right, but that's just
my personal like opinion. Like, I don't find him inspiring to me, but like I definitely know he is to others.
I mean, and yeah, I mean, like you said, like he may not be an inspiration to some people, but there's got to be hundreds, maybe even pushing maybe even pushing millions of people that have been, you know, inspired by Drake's music and his style of rap.
Truly.
And I feel like his style of rap has kind of evolved from when, you know, his old hits based on, you know, like Tootsie Slide and like all these top 100 chart songs or Billboard 100, whatever you want to call it. They have been, you know, a new style of rap from the old Drake. And I feel like that kind of like inspires people. Oh, he can make more than just this music. So can I.
Yeah, truly.
And I think it's, it's just really cool. Now from the Kardashian side, how do you think this will affect Kylie? Like coming out, like she hasn't came out publicly and said anything yet. But it's Drake. He's one of the biggest. He's one of the biggest artists right now. When you say something like that, it just kind of has to bring it.
Drake apologized about it and stuff. So
Drake did apologize.
So I'm not sure.
I don't know how much like people are really gonna care. Like, did you guys hear NASA discovered like a parallel universe to our own?
Yeah.
How many people are like freaking out about it? I've seen more people freaking out about people not freaking out about it than I have people freaking out about it in general.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, everybody, you know, TMZ was all over it. You know, just paparazzi try to make it a bigger problem than it already is.
That's their job.
But it's their job to be nosy.
Truly.
Like, you're right. And I don't know, man. Since the Kardashians, you know, are so popular, you know, they don't really care, but they have to care when the media's kind of around them.
I think Drake didn't mean it as, like, Kylie Jenner's his, like, side piece. I think he was like, oh, yeah, Kylie Jenner is, like,
good. Like, someone as attractive as
the way I took it is Kylie Jenner, that's a side piece. And this was one that they were hanging out, like, you know, in the relationship. And she just broke up with Travis Scott, like, the month before.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, like, is he implying that he was with Kylie before they broke up?
But I thought Travis and Drake are cool. Because I know that.
Yeah, I know. I think they are now. I think it's all been.
Because I know that Kanye and Travis started, like, falling out once Sicko Mode came out. I remember hearing stuff about that. So, like, I thought Travis was on Team Kanye or Team Drake. Because I know Drake and Kanye aren't, like, the best of friends.
Yeah. Drake is kind of known for like starting stuff though.
Yeah,
he does. Well, because I mean, he likes to be the center of attention. I mean, even sometimes when he's not the center of attention, he is because of his music. He's just kind of, I feel like he's trying to build a more social
kind of like what Travis was doing.
Hey guys, before you continue listening to the podcast, I'd like to give a shout out to Anchor for sponsoring this podcast. Moving on, we are going to be talking about a man I have not heard of in many, maybe I think 2 years. That is Shaq West.
Same.
Shaq West, my boy.
He was he got arrested, you know, TMZ doing what they do. The Mobamba rapper was driving through Harlem in a 2019 Lamborghini SUV. And he had three people in his car, and he was pulled over for having excessive window tint. I mean, but you got to understand, like, a lot of rappers have to have, like, a lot of
right? I mean, like, yeah, they don't want to get spotted, and people just trying to, like, run up. I mean, I can understand how that would get annoying.
True.
But the police ran up, and I quote, they said, "The whip reeked of marijuana." And you know, that made them want to search, and they found a 9mm gun in his car. And
I think it's Shaq's fault for letting them search.
Yeah,
because true. I doubt they had a warrant like that early to get in. Unless they had like a reason to
keep going.
Be like,
well, I think it was the weed. Probably they probably used that as their suspicion.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it said because it reeked. Yeah. They said that they wanted to search.
And
for a second, I thought he let them search, and I thought it was his fault because.
No. Yeah, I think weed's still illegal in New York. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably a big. But like, it happens. Like you see it a lot, man. Like people have guns that they aren't supposed to having in their cars, and they get pulled over for, you know, like running a red light or running a stop sign. Like they get pulled over for the stupidest reasons and get busted.
Yeah, for real.
It is their fault though for doing that.
It is his fault. I mean, but the other three passengers didn't have anything.
Wait.
It was just him. And it was
did they get done. With anything?
No, they got.
So, what was the reason that they stopped them? Like, did they just smell the weed while they were like driving by or something, and they turned around?
No, they pulled them over for having excessive.
Oh yeah, okay, sorry.
They probably didn't know it was him.
I didn't even know you could get pulled over for excessive.
Oh, yeah, it's like illegal.
Yeah, there's
like a legal limit.
Yeah, there's a legal limit that you can have.
Jeez, I mean, but I feel like I don't know. You know, Shaq West, haven't heard a big song since Mobamba.
Yeah, truly.
Honestly, Mobamba was like,
I think
it was so trash. It was the only reason it blew up was it was catchy. Like it was just catchy.
I think it was that and like the hype
type
style.
Yeah, it was hype and
is what people.
It was like one of the most hype songs like there at that time.
So yeah,
that's the only reason it blew up.
Yeah, I think he got shelled.
But it
honestly, like.
Yeah, like on a career standpoint, I feel like he's not going anywhere. I feel like he had Mobamba peak of his career, and then right after that, fell down, stayed down, and I don't think he's gonna go back up.
That's what labels do. I feel like that's same thing happened with Lil Tecca. I feel like he's not gonna come up from ransom.
Oh, I mean, I listened to
Lil Tecca, and like he got some good music, but like he's really not up there right now. You know, like you barely even hear of him mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah, because labels, they want the money. He was like independent when he made it, so they signed him, took like all of his money from his sales, and then they're just gonna shelve him.
Yeah, they want like, what's up now. They don't want
what's
up in the past, you know?
Right. And I just don't think he will ever recover. But I feel like this kind of helps him. Everyone's like, oh yeah, Shaq West, whatever happened to him? Did he drop new music? Let me go check.
Yeah, maybe it could.
But I mean, I just don't see his career being revived to what it was when Mobamba dropped.
I mean, unless he gets out on bail, I mean, he's not making music anytime soon.
I totally agree. But I mean,
there's a lot of time though. Like, isn't he? I think he's pretty young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's only like I don't even think he's 21.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of time. I feel like, but I still. Think there's a greater chance.
You know, he kind of reminds me of like Lil Pump. Like Lil Pump was so hype, and like everyone would like listen to his hype songs. I mean, they were trash, but like people would still listen to it because it was hype.
Yeah, and, I remember like 2016 Pump.
Yeah, and then now he's just gone. Like barely anyone knows about him. Well, like remembers him.
Yeah, I remember like back when he was like a small artist, like, mm-hmm. 2016. That's when I started getting into underground stuff, and everyone that was in the underground was like Pump, Ski Mask, X,
Pete,
Bones, I don't know if you guys know Bones because of me or what, but if you guys even know who Bones is, but he's an underground rapper. He's from Howell, Michigan, and he's still on the underground, but he's like the whole reason that Lil Peep was even a thing. Like, Lil Peep said on multiple occasions that Bones was his biggest inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Peep, he got out of the underground, but what happened when he got out of the underground? He passed. So, I think once you leave the underground scene, it's just a whole new world, and some people can't handle it.
I mean, if honestly, though, if Lil Peep didn't take too much fentanyl, I think he would have been alive. Like,
He definitely
like, he would have been like, when I mean alive, obviously he'd be alive, but I mean like he'd be like his music would be alive still,
and
it
would be
popping off.
Yeah,
because I feel like when he did die, he wasn't. I feel like he was like, yeah, he was super big, but I feel like he could have gotten
wasn't at his peak.
No, he didn't. He was still actually. I kind of rephrase on what I said, but he wasn't. He was still underground when he died. But after he died, that's when everyone started.
Yeah, that's when he started coming up and like more. I mean, he was still growing, but like,
yeah, he was died, definitely. He was like on the. He was on the rise to.
Yeah,
being
yeah.
like.
He was definitely on the rise, and I mean, his documentary is like really good, and I recommend it. I've watched.
I love it.
I 100% recommend it. I just watched it for my first time yesterday with Nick, and it was really good. And there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know.
He was such a nice guy and stuff.
Yeah, truly. I miss those days. I remember I found him when Gym Class dropped, because that's like right when I started getting into underground stuff. And I didn't really listen to him much at first, but like I eventually got more into him, like the end of 2016, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Peep was such a nice guy, you know, his music, like a lot of people can relate to that stuff, you know.
Yeah,
growing up without a dad can be hard, and you know, he went through that stuff. And like he's just so relatable, and that's kind of like X. Like a lot of his music was relatable to people, and like that's what people want. Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So now that we're on the topic of kind of like, you know, being relatable, you know, maybe being inspirational. Yeah. So Caden, when you make music, whose music do you look at and be like, I want my music to be like theirs?
There's just a lot. I think Kanye is obviously to like so many people a huge inspiration. Mm-hmm. So definitely like I have a lot of Kanye inspiration. And then the funny thing is I get a lot of inspiration from someone who got a lot of inspiration from Kanye, and that's Kevin Abstract. I don't know if you guys know who that is. But he's in the group Brockhampton.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a lot of his own solo stuff, but he's like really creative and just a super cool guy.
I gotta say that's probably one of my favorite parts of your music is your creativity. Your creativity from song to song, it varies, and I think it's really cool because when a rapper just makes one type of music,
yeah, and it's not like he's making the same type of flow, the same type of like
right. Beats. You have different type of flow beats, like it's like just really, rappers, it's really cool that you have a talent to, you know, that you can
like
use different beats and use you can be so lyrical.
What I mean by different beats is like some rappers will use like obviously they'll have a different beat, but it'll sound similar to like the other song that.
Right. Like it always has the same like flow. Style. Like
you can switch up your flow.
Yeah.
And it's honestly a talent, and I think
it is very hard to switch up your flow, you know?
Yeah, I try to change on every song. Like I don't wanna even with every album, like if you look at all my albums, they're a lot different in tone. And quality.
Right.
Because I've definitely gotten better over the
I was talking to Jackson about our album No Barriers and how like we should make like different flows, like sad songs, hype songs, screaming songs, you know.
Yeah, but definitely
it really reaches out to like a variety of people and what they like,
because in that point you're not just aiming out to one group, you're aiming out to people who like the hype music, people who like
see,
sad
that's kind
music,
of what Peep did,
you know. It's
and that's what Brockhampton does too. That's why I look up to them so much.
I'm gonna have to give him a listen.
Brockhampton, they're a band, or they're a boy band anyways, but they make like rap music and stuff. It's really cool.
But that's kind of what like X and Peep did. Like
Peep,
he has his hype songs and he has his sad songs. And X, his older music is like screaming, you know, all that. And then obviously it's newer music. Mm-hmm. It's like in pop and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what also happens when you like get really big as an artist. Like you want to
switch up to what people want.
Yeah, exactly. And people want like pop music is timeless in my opinion. And I also want to start.
It really is.
I really want to start getting into like more pop stuff.
Yeah, I mean that's like. Mm-hmm. I mean you hear rap on the radio, but it's all mostly like pop music, you know?
Yeah, truly. Like rap, yeah, rap is definitely right. Growing, but that's why I think that like pop rap is mm-hmm. the next big thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, I 100% agree. But okay, so this is the first episode that we're going to have this new segment called Know That Rapper, and it's going to like be based on different categories, you know. I'm going to read the question. I'm going to say Nick respond. He's going to give me an answer. I'm going to say Caden respond. He's going to give me an answer. And then it's going to be point based. You get them all right, it could end in a tie.
So is this lyrics or is this just something?
It's so the category we're going today is that we are going to do today is who wrote this song. But the last it's five questions. So the last question is a little bit different and I'll explain it when we get there. But they're pretty easy.
Sorry to go more into detail than it probably needs to, but by writing songs, you mean like who wrote them or who
like the name,
like who okay. the artist so is that wrote the song basically. That sings okay. that okay. sings the song. Okay, so the first question is: in 2018, who wrote the song "God's Plan"? Nick.
Okay, Drake. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Caden.
I might have to go with Drake.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
And you were both right. That is 1 point. I didn't want to make them too hard, you know, progressively right, yeah, get like harder. I mean, but these ones aren't too
that's like the 2K trivia.
Now in 2013, who wrote the song 3005?
My favorite album of the 2010s. Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm. Nick, I already know you knew. You know we listened to that.
You know, with the teddy bear on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, no, because the internet is my favorite album of the 2010s, like altogether. It really was like developing into my teenage years. It came out like at that perfect time for me.
That song just smacks, honestly. Like you can still freaking just vibe to that song.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I still vibe the whole album, like a lot.
Amazing.
I really like Gambino's. I'm not really a fan of Gambino's newer music. Like when he dropped, like you know, This Is America. Yeah, I didn't really like music, it. But his older music, I really vibed with. All right, question number three: in 1988, who wrote the song "Straight Outta Compton"? Nick?
N.W.A.
Yeah, N.W.A.
That is correct. Wow, dude, that was I thought.
No,
that was
I know that.
Wrong.
I know. I know older music. It's just that, like, it was like, I didn't want to say it wrong. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was that.
And I was ready.
Like, and then I was like, well, what if it was just Eazy-E that made it? But then I was like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. All right. In 2005, who wrote a song featuring Jamie Foxx?
Kanye West, Gold Digger. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm gonna have to go with Caden. I mean, that's, to me, I was just marking down on this point. I didn't really.
That's right. Jeez, dude, it's 4-4. Y'all are really about to end.
I should have let Nick go on that last round. First.
Yeah, you should have. You should have. That was hard, dude. I really didn't pay attention. I mean, I know the song, obviously, but I
now,
didn't pay attention
Nick,
to who else is in it.
Nick, for this fifth question, you know, we used to listen to this a lot.
Wait, pause.
No, but
pause,
like,
pause.
He has all to.
Right, but like. If Caden didn't get that Kanye West song right, then he would have been exposed on this podcast, fake fan.
I know, right?
I was gonna be like, Caden, I'm expecting you to get this wrong, or I'm sure you need to get this right. But
yeah, if you would have said that,
I didn't want to get to thinking, oh, who did I already say? So I refrained. Okay, so this fifth question, it's a collective of five rappers. Nick and I used to listen to this, and it is in 2016. Who are all the main XXL freshman cipher rappers? Nick, what is your answer? All right.
You say 2016?
2016.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. First one I knew. Like, yeah.
So,
okay. I'll name them.
Wait, let me do them first. Kodak Black.
Denzel Curry.
Savage.
Yes.
Lil Uzi.
Denzel Curry.
Yeah, Denzel Curry. And then
Lil Yachty.
Yachty. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. That's all five. See, I was that was a test for Nick's memory because I used to.
Loki,
you know,
I
love
Denzel.
That was probably my favorite
one I ever watched.
Yeah, that was 2016 is by far my favorite.
I mean, 2017 was all right, but like
2017.
No, when you compare 2016 to like 2015, I hated 2015. It was so bad.
Yeah, I mean, and especially the newer ones, like 2019. Yeah,
then again, 2016 was like the year for music.
Yeah, it's 2016.
Really?
It was a music year for me. Like,
yeah, it was 2016 was.
I mean, like
you
said, it was. They did a good job putting these rappers in because, like, 2016, that was Lil Uzi's year. I mean, it was 21 Savage year. It was Lil Yachty's year. I mean, was it? I mean, it kind of was.
It definitely wasn't Denzel's though.
Yeah, because that was Tunnel Vision. Yeah, right?
Denzel Curry's definitely gotten better since then, though. He's like
Denzel.
He's gotten better with every
Denzel
album.
Curry,
I feel like.
I agree. All right, and you guys are going to see the topic next week, and our last topic we're going to talk about is Caden's music and, you know, his new and his upcoming music.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the chance right now to shout out any music that you want to shout out, and then we'll get to talking about it.
Shout out any music by me or by other people?
No, by you. If you do, I mean anyone around.
I guess by me, I dropped a new album a month ago. April 24th, I dropped my album Bucolic. It's 10 songs. Two of the songs got removed, though, because of false copyright claims on SoundCloud, which sucks ass, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
That's the last of Caden, I think, honestly. I can go more.
So, how did you, like, from that album, I know we talked about your inspirations for, like, all of your music, but what, did you have an inspiration for just that album?
Definitely still Kevin Abstract going into it. He's, like, always been there for me. There's this guy, Choker, that I look up to a lot. He makes really, like, experimental hip-hop. Like, you know DMT?
Yeah.
Off the album, that beat is, like, very Choker-inspired. And my friend Jacob is the one who produced it.
Oh, I love that.
I was just going to say DMT is probably my one of my favorites. It was that, and I really messed with Tree. I liked the it was kind of like I got like 80s type music vibes from Tree, and I did like it.
Honestly, my top 3 Caden songs, one has to be It's Constant. Like that song, I'm like obsessed with that one. That one just goes, I love it. And then
thank you, bro.
Second has to be like Closure. I mean, like, you can vibe to it and stuff. It's really nice. And then DMT for my third.
Awesome.
I just really like those ones, and it's like right in my type of music.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
On my standpoint, anyways, I didn't want to start music because I was like, oh, what's the point if I'm, like, making music if I'm not going to get, like, if nobody, not a lot of people know about me, about music. And, like, I don't, like, what's the point of starting from the bottom if I know I'm not going to make it to the top? And then I saw you, and then I saw you progressively growing, and I was like, wow. Maybe I should start making music. Then I went to Nick. I was like, Nick, let's make music.
And like, I mean, we're in the middle of a song. We just have to like a single. It might be on our album. We're not for sure.
Okay.
But
it will be dropping tonight though.
Okay.
All probably at like 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm around there.
I mean,
I gotta wake up early.
Yeah. I mean, we can leak the song name right now. It's called Lost in Space.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's
a lot of, you know, compared to No Barriers, which was fast type slow, or I meant faster type, you know, like spinning type rap. It's kind of a slower, vibey type.
Okay,
kind of
like wait, who produced it? You guys know?
Basically us. I mean, it's not
technically
a beat,
it was us.
But like,
yeah, that's what I meant. Like, do you guys know who did the beat for it?
I forgot, but it's like a.
Whatever.
I promise you put credits in the description on SoundCloud. But
yeah.
What kind of beat is
it?
It's
a little peep type beat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my beats for the album, it was mostly. They were all type beats.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how I'd be going. But after that, after Bucolic, that's my last album with using type beats. That's my last album on my phone. Last album with like my Apple earbuds.
Yeah.
And a sock for a pop filter. And Yeah, now I'm on to like real shit.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, everyone starts from somewhere. Right now, me and Jackson are just on our phone.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's how Lil Peep started too on GarageBand.
Yeah. No, yeah, in the documentary, it was just Lil Peep, and he would just make music wherever he was.
Yeah.
And like he could make it in like 15 minutes, you know?
Truly. Yeah, do you guys know my song Ferris Wheel Romance?
Yeah, I do.
I made that song in like, I recorded it in like 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy like what people can do, and like, yeah, every big rappers and like every big stuff, big brands, like people start from like the bottom. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was Apple that started in a basement. In a garage. Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon did too, I think.
Yeah, and like it's just crazy where.
Like you gotta start.
You just have to want it.
Like
it's how much you want.
Right. You put your time and effort into it. The outcome, you know, it may not be guaranteed, but like, there's got to be some good bright side to every dark situation.
You just have to manifest it.
Like yeah, like Peep. Like I know we're talking a lot about Peep, but I mean he was homeless for like a good minute, but he was still making music and
right.
Like he started blowing up and he started just getting money. So then he wasn't homeless and he could live somewhere and he could make more music. You know, like people just start from somewhere.
Truly. So yeah, also I just wanted to let you guys know. I think I've mentioned it on like my story before, but I don't think anyone's really understood, but this is like the end of Caden. Like after this, I'm changing my name. And everything, and it's not going to be like a formally known as Caden or whatever. Like that music is Caden's, and this new music is someone else. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't even know the name yet, but I'm changed. My name is going to be changed by the next time I drop an album.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, what's crazy? That's cool. That, like having you know.
Yeah,
that, I mean, that's what Peep did too. Like we're gonna keep talking about Peep as well.
Peep's name was Trap Goose in the beginning.
Trap Goose, yeah.
And then when you watch the documentary, his mom called him Peep. So he was just talking to his girlfriend one day, and he's like, "I'm gonna change my name to Lil Peep." And like his girlfriend was like, "That's dumb," but I mean, like, look where his name is now.
He still followed through. If that's what he wants, like it's at the end of the day, it's not what the other people want. It's what you want. You make the music. I mean, you really gotta think about it. Yeah, like. This music could be big, but you should make the music that you want to make.
Yeah, like
what you want.
That's why everyone was like so sad when I stopped making like that stuff I was making during Cresswell.
Yeah,
that album when it was all like hype ass beats and shit. You know, everyone was like when I dropped a Green Hands, they were like, "Yo, this isn't like your old shit." Like Rob, I'm gonna call him out. Like Robert Parham.
Yeah,
he said he was gonna make a diss track on me because he didn't like my music. But we're friends.
I mean, but you just
We met. We hung out one day after that happened, and he was just like super cool with me, and it was really funny. But I don't know. It's just I just wanted to stop making music for other people and just make it for myself.
Yeah,
and that's all it means. That's all you need to do.
Lil Peep. I mean, that's kind of what he did too.
Yeah,
his music was basically. Stuff that happened to him, you know?
Yeah. Like what music do people like in Chesney? It's like country music or like rap that I'm not really into.
Yeah, like hardcore rap and stuff.
See, yeah, but that's what sets you
apart. I don't want to have a fan base that's strictly related to one small town in Michigan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, you want to go.
That's what's up. That's the right mindset right there. I want y'all to play this over and over again. I want you to listen to what he just said. Because I mean that means a lot. Like you do what you want.
Like just like Peep, you know. I mean, he was worldwide. He was in Russia, Belgium. You know, he was touring all over because the stuff he made his music into wasn't just for like his small place. You know, his friends. It was what he liked, and it's what he went through and stuff. So it just reached farther out because a lot. Of the world could relate to that, not just one part, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of underground artists too, they have like huge fan bases in Russia.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Like Bones, he has like half of his fan bases in Russia, I think, but he's just from a small town in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that's why I look up to him a lot too, because he's from Michigan. So, like, anyways, like, that's just a huge inspiration that he was able to get out. It just makes it, like, a lot more settling in my mind that, like, I can do that too.
Yeah.
Right. And at the end of the day, that's all it comes down to. If it's what you want, if it's what you love, if it's your passion, I mean, make what you want to make, and it'll all come around for you. I mean, it's coming around for you, Caden. You started off on GarageBand, man. Now you're going to bigger and better things, and it's just going to keep going up and up from here.
You know, just like, I mean, people can call your music trash. You're going to get haters, but like, forget that's what hard. They got to say. Do what you want. Like, this is what you want to do.
Yeah, and I've like recognized at this point that that's just like part of it. Like, you're going to get
hate. Yeah, I mean, that's just what happens for everyone. I mean, you're going to experience the hate. You just got to take it, and you should get motivation from it.
Jackson and I mean, we're not the best at making music, but it's like we want to do this, and this was actually like a cool little hobby for us to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I really like that you guys are starting to do it too.
It's I mean, like, we might not get big, but I mean, if we do, then what are the haters going to say?
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah. It's not like you have anything like to lose from it.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going.
Right.
We can only go farther to the top. I mean, we're basically at the bottom right now, you know. Our fan base isn't that big, just like around us right now. But I mean, the more music we put out, the more shares, maybe the more people that listen to it. And I mean, all that comes with haters, but like, forget what they got to say. I'm doing this for me. I don't care what you have to say about it. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean the next person won't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for every hater you have two fans.
For real. Like, it's...
Right.
Your haters are your fans also, kind of.
I mean, yeah, they're giving you the views.
Like, yeah, exactly.
More fans.
I had a guy tell me that, because you know how I can, like, see who listens to my stuff. Cause...
Yeah.
And one of my friends, well, he was one of my old friends, he was like, he listened to it a lot, and I saw his, like, thing pop up, and we, like, broke off or whatever, and he got like super mad at me, and the first thing he said to me was that my music sucked, and he knew that I could like see that he listened to it, like he knew that I knew he listened to it, and the first thing he said was I only listened to it to show my friends how bad it is. And I was like, thanks for the plays.
it's the plays too, and he's showing his friends, and maybe his friends like it, and then his friends will be like, nah man, it's not that bad, and they'll start listening, you know. It's just a chain effect. Like, they hate it, they're showing a bunch of people, you know, but I guarantee there has to be at least one person that'll like it, you know. Maybe they're not going to be like, oh yeah, nah, dude, I like it, because you know they're with their friends, they're trying to show off, but like later on they'll be listening to it themselves.
Yeah, truly.
Right. Like, it really goes both ways with haters. Like, I mean, you're showing people, you guys are making fun of me, but like, that's people playing my music.
Getting more
right.
So what is, I want to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
When is No Barriers expected to drop the album?
So the album was expected to drop the weekend of the week of the Saginaw County Fair. So around, you know, the end of August-ish. This coronavirus has really taken a toll, because it's hard to make the way that we make music on GarageBand. It's hard to do it over the phone, and we like to be together. And so it really put us behind, like really, really bad. So at the point, we are pushing to make it come out Fair Week, but it's not guaranteed. And I mean, as things start coming along, you know, I'm sure a date will start to form, but. I mean, my goal anyways, I don't know about Nick, but my goal is to get this album out when it's expected to come out. Yeah. That's Fair Week.
And like, it's kind of hard with this quarantine and stuff, because we have people that want to be on it, but we can't.
Yeah.
No one can leave, you know. It's kind of just hard right now.
Yeah.
Done.
I feel like features will help you guys out a lot too. So that's kind of shitty.
I don't want to say anything, but I'm pretty sure you're going to be on there. Definitely got you on the list.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah, like I got Isaac introduced me to this guy in Flushing. Mm-hmm. He goes by Sadik. Mm-hmm. That's his stage name. Mm-hmm. And he introduced me to this guy in Kansas City, Missouri, named Riley. He goes by Riley the Musician. Super fucking cool guy.
Yeah.
And Riley knows and like works with this guy named Josh Mason, who I've been listening to for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to talk to him now about featuring on my album, like my next album.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. Like, I've been listening to this guy for like 2 years. Like, just, I've just been a fan. And
yeah, like
in the past like month, I've become like friends with him.
Right. I mean, like I said, yeah, everything's going to come together.
Like, work. Like, you know, you get a
connections are problem, huge and they in, know people in the music industry
that also know people that are big, you know, like,
yeah, like I mean, and
using them, you know, it's just like they're a friend, you know, if they need something from you, you can give it to them. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like helping each other out, you know, like this music game is hard to get out because everyone's trying to make music.
Yeah. And right. I have friends in Arizona cause I used to live there, and like, there's a huge music scene in my city that I used to live in. And, one of my friends from middle school, George, he knows a guy that's in a band and they're like making an album in LA right now. And they know this guy that I've been listening to for a while named Gene Dawson. And he's like, on the verge of becoming like super famous. So I feel like, yeah, connections are like a huge thing. Like, I could end up knowing him personally, like,
right
within the next year. Like, I'm really close with my friend George, and he knows everyone who knows everyone. So it's crazy.
That's kind of what I'm back on Lil Peep. I mean, that's kind of what he did, though. Like, I mean, he would help other people. Like, he had the connections, you know,
yeah, truly.
Out there, and he was such a nice guy. He was helping people out too. Like,
yeah. He just felt bad.
Yeah, before he was gonna leave Gothboy Click, obviously he couldn't because he died. He wanted on his tour that he wanted to take them on so they could get the recognition for like thanks for letting me be in this, you know?
Yeah, it was like a last goodbye.
Yeah, for them.
Right. You
know, yeah. Before he left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a goodbye.
Yeah. It really
it was a goodbye.
That's true. I mean.
True.
But I mean it's like the connections he had with like having a bigger fan base really helped those guys out, you know, to get famous and help them succeed.
Big time. That's how like openers work, like at shows and shit.
Yeah, openers. Yeah,
like
right.
Back to Kevin Abstract that I listened to. He opened, I think, for The Neighborhood in like 2016, and you maybe heard like three people in the crowd like singing his music back to him. And now he's like selling sold out shows like around the country with his band, like his boy band right now. And it's fucking crazy. And that happened in like a year, like 2016. He was singing in front of audiences, like super shy, and like three people singing his lyrics back. And then a year later, he was playing Saturation, which is Brockhampton's like trilogy of albums. And they fucking like sold out shows. And it's the same guy, and it's just crazy, and it's a year apart. I just think that's like super
crazy. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things happen over the course of a year or 2 years or whatever it is. I mean, it's not all going
to
happen.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
you know, snap of fingers.
And like, back to
takes
Peep.
Time.
That guy, he wasn't even making music for like 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
And he died.
And in a year, he made it. Like, I'm pretty sure he started in like 2016. I mean,
it was like late 2015. It was like, I think
late 2015.
It was like just 2 years he was making music.
And then
he died.
And then 2017, you know, came out. And like, a lot of people know Star Shopping from Lil Peep. I mean, like, it's great. Yeah. But like, believe it or not, like, that's one of his like newer songs too. I mean, obviously, there's like Keep My Cool and all that. But like, Star Shopping was like.
Star Shopping was like late 2015, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Star Shopping was like one of his like newest songs. And a lot
it was one of his. It was one of his first songs as like Lil Peep, I think.
Yeah, as Lil Peep. And he just like. He loved it, you know? And he was like, wow, this could really happen, you know? And then he started making more music like that and stuff.
Getting more fans
like from Starshine, you kind of like helped them out too.
I mean, it's
just kind of hard to explain. I mean, people can just go watch the documentary. It's on Netflix, and you could probably get.
It's called
it's
Everybody's
really good,
Everything.
Honestly, like
on Netflix.
It just shows you what he went through, and I think it's pretty good for other musical like just starting up musical artists to look at what he did and how he got up. You know.
Yeah. Truly. So yeah. That's all you guys got for this podcast. Kaden.
Yeah, that's all we got for today, guys. I want to thank you all so much for listening, and I want to thank Anchor for sponsoring this podcast once again. Go check out in the descriptions all of our socials for Instagram, and go check out Caden's SoundCloud. Also, we'll be down in the description. Go show some love to his music. Again, thank you all so much for watching. Don't forget to follow the podcast and let us know like what you guys want us to talk about next.
See you guys.
And I'll see you guys later. Peace.